Welcome to Freedom Sautari Podcast. I am Nanumaya Khadka. Today we are in 105th episode of the podcast. So in this episode, we will be discussing on Universal Periodic Review again. In the previous episode of Freedom Sautari Podcast, we had discussed on Universal Periodic Review or Universal Periodic Report submitted on Freedom of Expression and Information by Freedom Forum. Similarly, in today's episode, we will be discussing on the report submitted on Freedom of Assembly and Association by Freedom Forum. As we all know that Universal Periodic Review or UPR is a global platform provided by United Nations Human Rights Council to the governments and civil society organizations to put forth human rights issues on a periodic basis. So, in this regard, Freedom Forum 2 had submitted two separate reports on freedom of expression and information and freedom of assembly in collaboration with Free Press Unlimited and Civicus Alliance. So, today we will be discussing on freedom of assembly. Civicus, which is a global alliance of civil society organizations and activists dedicated to strengthening citizen action and civil society around the world, along with Freedom Forum, had jointly submitted a Universal Periodic Review, urging the states or the member states to make recommendations which, if implemented, would guarantee the freedom of association, peaceful assembly and expression, the right to operate free from unwarranted state interference, the right to communicate and cooperate, the right to seek and secure funding, and the state's duty to protect. In the report submitted to the United Nations Human Rights Council, both the organizations had also assessed the implementation of the recommendations that were made in the second cycle of the UPR 5 years ago by the UN member states and the compliance with international human rights law and standards over the last 5 years. As per the report, United Nations member states had made three different recommendations. Those were directly related to civic space. Nepal had subsequently committed to taking concrete measures to create a safe and enabling environment in which journalists, media workers, human rights defenders, and civil society can operate freely. The government had also agreed to ensure that freedom of assembly is guaranteed and to ensure the right to freedom of expression by decriminalizing defamation and to investigate all the cases of threats and attacks against journalists and human rights defenders. But as the report states, despite commitment made, repressive laws, including amendments made to Nepal's criminal code, have been used to limit the work of independent CSOs and suppress freedom of expression. The government has continued to introduce legislation that could restrict the work of CSOs unwarrantedly and that risks undermining freedom of association. Similarly, ongoing attacks against journalists also continues to undermine civic space in the country. Here, I would like to mention the Civicus Monitor report, which was published on 8th of December 2020. It states that in Nepal, where civic space is rated obstructed, the Civicus Monitor has documented ongoing threats and attacks against journalists in Nepal for their reporting, including on the COVID-19 pandemic. Online defamation laws such as Electronic Transaction Act were used in 2020 to silence criticism of authorities and to prosecute online journalists. Similarly, over the year, there have been further attempts by the authorities to impose new restrictions on the internet and the media. Further concerns are civil society was pushed back on a media council bill that gave sweeping powers to the self-regulatory body overseeing the press. a new public service broadcasting bill has raised serious concern among journalists and lawmakers about the potential for government control over a new public media body. Again, an IT bill, Information Technology Bill, was designed to replace the Electronic Transaction Act, inconsistent with international law and standards, and risk creating a chilling effect giving rise to self-censorship. With this, I would like to move on to the several concerns we were raised by the UPR report and the recommendations proposed to the Human Rights Council on the UPR discussion of the third cycle. Major concerns on freedom of association and peaceful assembly raised by the Freedom Forum and Civicus on its UPR report were the nation's failure to ratifying International Labour Organization ILO Convention No. 87, which provides for the freedom of association and protection of rights to organize, legislation to restrict the work of CSOs unwarrantedly, and a number of repressive laws introduced that risk undermining the freedom of association, the outdated Organizational Registration Act 1978, National Directives Act 1962, and Non-Profit Company Law 2005 currently govern the registration of organizations. In April 2018, the government of Nepal proposed a national integrity policy under the Ministry of Home Affairs that could curtail the work of international and national CSOs operating in Nepal. Similarly, in November 2019, the cabinet authorized the Ministry of Home Affairs to prepare a draft of a new law to regulate and supervise social organizations, which has raised serious concerns among CSOs. The Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens is currently the designated agency to draft policies, laws, standards and regulations for CSOs. So far, no consultations between the Ministry of Home Affairs and civil society on the provisions of the new law has been made. Again, the proposed amendment to the National Human Rights Commission Act could curtail the protection mandate and independence of the National Human Rights Commission of Nepal. Moreover, harassment, intimidation, and attacks against human rights defenders, civil society activists, and journalists is more worrying. In these connections, several recommendations made on the report are as following. The first recommendation is that the government should take measures to foster a safe, respectful, and enabling environment for civil society, including by removing legal and policy measures that unwarrantedly limit the right to association. The government should remove all the undue restrictions on the ability of CSOs to receive international and domestic funding in line with the best practices articulated by the UN Special Rapporteur on the rights to freedom of peaceful assembly and of association. Undertake a full consultation with the concerned stakeholders on the proposed law regulating social organizations and the proposed national integrity policy, and guarantee that, when enacted, undue restrictions on the freedom of association are removed. Again, the government is also recommended to work in compliance with the Articles 21 and 22 of the ICCPR. International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. The next recommendation is to guarantee the effective and independent functioning of autonomous trade unions by ratifying International Labour Organization Convention No. 87. The next is adopt best practices on the freedom of peaceful assembly as put forward by the UN United Nations Special Rapporteur on the Right to Freedom of Peaceful Assembly and of Association in his 2012 annual report, which calls for procedures in which there is simple notification of assemblies being held rather than explicit permission being needed to assemble. Again, the next is unconditionally and immediately release all protesters, human rights defenders, and journalists detained for exercising their right to freedom of peaceful assembly and review their cases to prevent further harassment. The last one is immediately and impartially investigate all the instances of extrajudicial killings and excessive force committed by the security forces while monitoring protests. So in this connection, Freedom Forum recently had held a brief discussion program among the concerned stakeholders to share the recommendations made on the UPR report and to discuss on what should be the next step of the government to implement those recommendations. During the program, most of the participants were univocal about government should make an action plan on implementation of the UPR recommendation and should further consult the concerned stakeholders widely for its implementation. Most of the participants also suggested government that civil society organizations are always in place to facilitate the implementation of the recommendations along with the government. Similarly, the government representative present in the program also committed that they will work on how government can incorporate human rights issues in their directives, acts, and regulations, and the concerned ministries will also study the UPR recommendations thoroughly. Freedom Forum received very good commitments from the government sector as well as the commitment to cooperate the government from the civil society sectors during the program. Okay, with this we have come to an end of today's episode of Freedom Chowdhury podcast. Please drop your feedback on the podcast through our Gmail freedomforum2005@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to Freedom Chowdhury podcast. Keep listening to us. Bye-bye.